Blog Talk Radio.
Start the clock. Good afternoon. At the tone, time will be real time.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome to Let's Change the World, the Let's Change the World weekly talk radio show. It's a product of the Let's Change the World movement. The movement is all about everybody doing whatever little bit we can, no matter how small it is, to positively impact somebody else's life other than our own or our community as a whole. And if we all do whatever little bit we can, remember, no matter how small it is, then together we can change the world. We can make a difference in our communities, one community at a time. And in the end, we can make a big enough difference to change things. So that's what the Let's Change the World movement is all about. This is the Change the World blog. To learn more, www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. That's www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. And learn more about the Let's Change the World movement. We're going to have a good show today. I'm not going to have my co-host with me today, which is just so sad. Not a sad event for her, though. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Cheryl Lisa. Don't do anything I would do. Keep yourself out of trouble. She's down there in New Orleans, you know, doing it big and everything. Down there in Who Dat Land. So that's where Cheryl Lisa is. If you're wondering where she is, don't get mad. You know, she'll be back next show. Right back with you. But be careful, that's my radio wife. I don't play over my radio wife, just so you know. But anyway, we're going to get this show on the road. Let's change the world. And we're going to start with our usual ridiculous news. Ridiculous news is news that lets you know that your world needs to change. And the first piece of ridiculous news I have for you is this. I just don't get it. Bear with me. Just some trouble here. Okay, here we go. Okay. Indiana man quits his job. Okay. And the reason he quit his job, because he wants to train for a selfie record. He wants to win the world record in selfies. His name is Banu Prakash. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly in case he's out there listening somewhere. 24 years old, recently quit his full-time job as a research assistant at a hospital to become a record-breaking selfie taker. Ridiculous news, y'all. Prakash said he was inspired by the achievements of Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, who took 105 selfies in 3 minutes in May. The current world record holder is American football player Patrick Peterson, who managed to take 1,449 selfies in just 1 hour. He further claims his personal record is currently 1,700, but seeks to raise the number to 1,800. Prakash also says he is keeping up with hand and wrist exercises, essential to being able to hold a phone for so long. Initially apprehensive, Prakash's family now supports his dream. Cash will formally attempt to break the world record on September the 18th. The world record selfie holder is what he wants to be. This is your world. I'm just spreading the news. Also, a man skips taking a shower for 12 years. He uses a bacterial spray to keep him clean instead. If you know this guy, help this guy. I mean, this guy hasn't taken a shower in 12 years. I don't want to know this guy. I don't want to see him. Keep him out of my town because I'm sure he'll stink up the whole city. I'm in South Florida. 12 years, he would probably stink up the whole South Florida, the whole state. Oh, my God. Whatever state you're in, I know it stinks. Actually, he's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Stay away from Cambridge because I know he's funking up the place. He's an MIT graduate and co-founder of a leading microbiome startup group. AO Biome is the name of the group. Says he hasn't showered in 12 years and hopes others will catch on. Please don't catch on, y'all. Please. Chemical engineer Dave Whitlock told the Boston Globe there's no scientific basis proving that showers are the basis of healthy human hygiene. No one did clinical trials, he says, on people taking showers every day. According to him, showers and other products like shampoos, you know, and stuff like that, it strips bacteria that is useful from the human skin. Instead of showering, Whitlock uses a spray of his own, and he invented it. It's called Mother Dirt AO Plus Mist, and he uses it to keep his skin healthy and clean. As of this year, the spray is available for purchase by the public. I think there should be a law against it. The AO Plus Mist contains friendly ammonia oxide bacteria, or AOB, which can act as skin cleansers to clean skin of sweat and oil. The bacteria feeds off of urea and ammonia in sweat and turn the substances to nitric oxide, which is good for the body's blood vessels, among other benefits. So for those of you who don't like to take showers, there is hope. In more news, Semi-crash releases thousands of bees on an Idaho road. Authorities in Idaho said multiple crashes resulted from a swarm of bees released from an overturned semi-truck on a stretch of interstate. Okay? Don't be unsafe, y'all. Get it? Don't be unsafe. I'm just saying. I'm a comedian and didn't know it. Man angers neighbors by shining alien fighting spotlights up in the sky every single night, and they're tired of it. A Pennsylvania city is trying to force a man to tone down the spotlights that neighbors say he uses at all hours to protect himself and his home from aliens, alien nightlights. He better be careful. Instead of fighting the aliens, he might be, you know, homing in them on into his house. They're probably following the light right to your house, sir. They're going to be there. Be careful. Ridiculous news. That was ridiculous news. Proof that your world needs to change. And we are expecting a call from author, speaker, entrepreneur, songwriter. Okay, the man is the jack of all trades, Kenny L. Mitchell, who is author of the Loves Me Not series. You can find information about that on the Change the World blog, and then that's at www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. And click the Books and Music page and learn more about author Kenny Mitchell. And we're expecting a call from him any minute now for our Books and Music to Change the World segment. One second, let me send him a message here. Make sure we get him in. Nothing's working today. It's the devil. Anyway, in the meantime and in between time, the title of the show, we got an interesting show. It's Eliminating Dysfunction Through Education. And a lot of people don't realize how dysfunctional our society really is. I mean, it's tremendously dysfunctional. And the problem is that we don't recognize dysfunction when we see it. Okay. And there's so many different types of dysfunction. I mean, I can list them off to you. A lot of times we don't realize exactly what is dysfunction. Let me just give you a good example. Okay, a friend calls you up and says, hey, I need a ride. And you say, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Hurry up. I don't want to, you know, be sitting out waiting for you. So your friend rushes to the shower, jumps in the shower, takes a 3-minute shower, hurries up, puts on their clothes, you know, and runs outside. They're sitting on the porch waiting on you on time in 10 minutes. Of course, as soon as you hung up the phone, you went, sat down on the couch, started watching TV. Okay? About 40 minutes later, your friend calls you up and say, hey, I was ready in 10 minutes. Are you still coming? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm coming right now. Oh, he said, well, I'm outside on the porch waiting for you. Okay, great, I'll be right there. I'm coming right now. Right now. So as soon as you hang up the phone, you say, what the hell is wrong with this guy? How dare he rush me? I'm the one driving. He need a favor from me. How is he going to rush me when he need a favor from me? So you sit back down on the couch, start watching TV. Okay. 40 minutes later, you get up and you go pick up your friend, and you wonder why your friend is upset. So obviously there's going to be a big argument, and that's dysfunction, okay? That is the definition of dysfunction. It happens all day, every day, and this is the type of thing that ruins technical difficulty here, so bear with me just one moment. In fact, I'm going to keep you entertained with, recently it was Michael Jackson's birthday, so I'm going to keep you entertained with a little Michael Jackson.
Someone, somewhere will soon make a change.